Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, all. Numerous, not so numerous listeners, but a few listeners we have. You're welcome to Apex Radio, and the program is Hustlers Hangout. And as usual, my name is Medeme. Happy Thursday. It's a sunny Thursday. Yesterday we had a lot of rain. With me in the studio today, I have an interesting personality. Yeah. Her name is Olua Daramola. Dara for short, I guess.
Yeah, Dara.
Yeah, she's the CEO of Just Journal. Good afternoon, Dara.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to our studio.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, cool. We are glad to have you here. So you are the CEO of Just Journal.
Yes.
Tell me about that. Tell me what you do.
Okay, so Just Journal is a stationery brand.
Okay.
So we make journals, planners,
yeah,
bookmarks. We also have some gift items like notes.
Okay.
And even our journals, we have like different kinds. We have like gratitude journals, prayer journals, love theme journals. So people like this.
Okay. So what inspired you to set up Just Journals?
Okay, so I was in Vietnam.
Okay.
I was doing this internship thing that you do in like your pre-final year.
Yeah.
And I was going to be like even my fellowship, so I said, oh, I was going to take my Bible study way more serious than usual, because now I don't have the support that I would have had if I was in school or in hospital.
Okay.
And then I read this book about Bible study journal, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get myself a journal to Bible study.
Okay.
And I had Googled, I had seen like really, really nice, pretty journals all over the internet. So I was like, I'm going to find one. And I'm going around, going from bookshop to bookshop. And I can't find anything that looks close to what I see on the internet. They're like red and boring, it's butterfly. I don't even see all these exercises that just have like flowers all over it.
Yeah, that doesn't stop it.
Okay, I kept trying and then I didn't find anything. And I remember that I was complaining a lot. To the extent that one of my friends just said, see, if this is such a big deal, then you probably should just make one for yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That was it. And she didn't even like stop. When she said it, I took like a joke. I think like keep quiet, like we're tired of her complaining. But she kept asking me, like, how far, have you made it? I'm like, let it go. And she actually just pushed me to the final step.
Oh, that's awesome. So how's it been? When did you start exactly?
Oh, I started in 2017.
Oh, okay. That's a while.
Yeah, it's been 3 years.
3 years. And what has your expansion been like?
Well, yeah, it has grown. I remember that sometimes when I see the pictures of my first journal, I'm like, I can't remember anybody. They were like, just, you could just see that you were dreaming, you were like, nothing close to what we are right now, but it already starts. And we've grown. I mean, when it first started, I remember like a lot of my friends didn't know what journal was already like. I said, Jota, so it's good to buy Jota and stuff like that. But we've grown to like, we have like 15 product ranges.
Wow.
Yeah, and we have muscles. And then now we have a team, as opposed to when I started my own and things like that. And more people are now aware of journaling and the benefits of planning.
Okay.
And then you can actually set a goal and like work to it.
Oh, that's awesome. So, I mean, when you started, what are some of those challenges you faced?
Well, first challenge was, and I just started from like school, because I started in school.
Okay.
Was people not really understanding what journaling was.
Okay.
Benefits.
Yeah.
So, and it was just like a very strange niche, saying that, okay, I have a jota that I got from a wedding, or I got from church.
Yeah.
Right. So why should I go ahead and buy all these pretty journal my own money. What are the differences? What will it do for me? What should I do in journal and things like that? So that would be the first thing, like a lack of awareness. People should be showing what to use it for or what the benefits were like. And then the first thing, another thing was like getting customers, getting people to try us out. I remember that my first Instagram story was in August 2017.
Wow.
Yeah, and I have been on Instagram since February, posting, and and nobody had bought anything.
And like, from February to August, that's almost the whole year.
Yeah, that was like 5-6 months.
And then you made just one sale. Where did you draw the energy from?
I didn't know. I remember actually giving maybe like me.
Uh-huh.
And then I looked at this program, and then the name was like, oh, yay, student, and you made this name. So then I sent me an Instagram page, and then I sent it to her. She said, you've not posted in 3 weeks. Why? And I'm like, I've been posting, and it feels like nobody's listening to me. So I'm doing what I've done. I got my page, the new likes. So it really, like, got to me. I'm like, you can't just give up. You have to keep posting.
True.
And I started, I think I said in June. And I can never forget. I remember the man that bought that thing because we were like elated.
You always remember your first.
Yes, like I was so happy and she was so nice. She gave so much feedback. She did a video. It was really the start of something. So it kind of gave me the hope that people that don't know me can actually see interest in this thing in life.
Okay. So how's the 3 years been? I mean, you mentioned about all the expansion, you now have a team.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I was just calculating money on my head. We have come out today. We have met the one that has money.
So, I think for me, like, I obviously have money.
Yeah, of course.
But I think one thing that has kept me is passion.
Okay.
And the truth is that I remember last year I lost a lot of money. So business business is very, I think it's ups and downs. Like,
so what happened?
So we had like a printing issue. We had an issue in the press.
Okay.
And we had wrote some things. And being printing is that you printed it,
definitely. You can't unprint.
Yes, it's bad. And the kind of quality that we were holding ourselves to, we couldn't just say, oh, it's a mistake, our customers will
be
so we had to reprint, we had to restart so many things, yes. But they did blow. And December is kind of the time when people like want to buy planners, they want to buy journals, they want to buy things that like really help them set pace in the year. So it was something, and I really considered just giving up and just walking away and saying, no, I tried. Nobody can say that I didn't do my best, and maybe it's time to just go to
bed. Yeah, true, but we don't give up.
Yeah.
In this part of the work.
And there's also like the support from friends and family, like, yeah, being there and telling them that, see, this thing is happening and it's okay. It's okay to take a break. So I took a break.
You did? Now, what did that do for you?
It gave me clarity, and I was just able to rest and breathe and think of the way forward.
Okay, cool. So take me from start to finish. What does it take to? I don't know if you have any trade secret, though. You do have your trade secret. Okay, you might want to edit that part out. But just take me through it. What does it? How does it work?
Okay,
from conceptualization to final product.
Yeah, so begin with, because I've actually gotten a couple of people messaging me. I say, oh, I want to start something. How do I go about it?
Okay.
So, the first thing I always say is that having the end in mind really does help you. So, think from the end to the beginning.
Okay.
This journal or this planner, planners have like templates and guides.
Yeah.
I often plan your day, your to do, track your expenses, plan out your living and things like that.
Yeah, we'll come to that. I would ask you to talk about that.
So, the thing is, this thing that you want to create, what is the end result? What do you want it to help your user achieve?
Okay.
I think that's the first place you should start, and then you now work from the ground up. That's conceptualization, not the production. So like thinking, okay, what do I want it to achieve? What would they do with it? Where would they take it to? How do I want it to make them feel? And things like that. And then you use that to create your design. So, for example, you can use different things to design. You can use CorelDRAW. You can use Photoshop. And so, when you come up with your design, you should also think about if you want it to be like a one design. So, one design that anybody sees a thing that is new. Or if you want it to be like several designs so that people have options, that's another thing. And then when you're done with the design and you're sure, okay, this is something I want to push, then you go to production.
Okay.
So for production, you can get a printer. Now that's how I did it when I started. You get a printer, explain your details and how, what you want it to be, the size, the quality and stuff like that, and then the printer will usually just do the outsourcing the printer, and then they help you with it. But for me, from the beginning, I was never really that person because my printers are like, they're coming up. So you really have to follow up on them, check up on them, because last thing you want is finished work and then there are all sorts of mistakes. So yeah, it's a production.
Well, you know, when I contacted you, like just journals and like I went to your page and I saw that you actually made this, the first thing that comes to my mind was printers. No, we don't even need in Nigeria. Nigerian printers. I've had dealings with them. I was even thinking that maybe when you come, you'll be so lean from the stress of arguing with printers.
You know, I wish the stress.
Yeah,
for sure.
No, some people are like that. Some people are like that. Just forget it.
A nightmare.
Yeah, I understand. But I mean, okay, you've started answering it. So just how do you relate with
The truth is that you have to stand your ground.
Okay.
And you have to let them know that another kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first time that they make a mistake and you take it, just say, let's manage it, you're finished. Because they will always want you to manage it.
Yeah.
You must stand over and say, look, this is my work, I'm not taking it. And stuff like that, you have to, these are my specifications and that kind of thing.
Yes.
So when you do that, they know that, okay, I can't mess with her work and things like that. To say, I mean, when I do like that, they would be fierce. They say things like, work is Wahala, don't go near, and stuff like that. But it paid off for me.
Well, I mean, the cost of printing materials, how friendly is it?
It's not so friendly, really, but and I think that another thing, like, things that imported, like, the price difference sometimes is, but I really like the fact that we are able to, and when I started, I did a competition thing,
okay.
And I was watching the video recently, and you were saying that you wanted to create quality that was able to match global brands, able to, like, match, you know that they say, oh, this one in Nigeria, so this one. And I would say that we have really gotten to that point. Yes, that we have gotten there. And so I was really proud. I was even smiling a little in my office. But I was just really just happy about it. And the truth is that the more you make, the lesser the cost is. So we have to ask you more things to get it done.
Okay. So, aside quality, what else would you say your journals offers to the users?
Okay, simplicity. So when I first started, I would see planners that were like a little bit complicated. They have all sorts of things in them. And then, especially beginners, right? Some people are getting a planner, there are two types of people. People are building planners for years. and people that are just starting out or just want to try it out. So someone that is starting out, I want to tracking water, tracking exercise.
Okay, you know, I've never used a planner.
Are you sure?
But the concept is strange to me. Like I picturize everything in my head, like, okay, you do this, you do this, you do this. You spend this on this. Of course, I'm not a robot, so I go out of my...
Yes. Yeah.
How does it work? What are the benefits?
Okay, awesome. So, I actually want... Luckily, like, I noticed this about people.
Yeah.
So, I want, like, a group, an accountability group for 2 weeks, where I, like, put through and just keep people or get a new platter accountable and show them the ropes, hacks and tips and things that we can use. So a planner basically has templates in it, and it has like what's your goal, what you want to achieve it. It has templates, you know, that show you like so let's start from the beginning. So let's say you have a goal, right?
Okay.
So you can see what's your goal, what you can do, why is this goal important to you?
Okay.
What steps do you need to achieve this goal?
Oh.
What milestones? So for example, if you are saying you wanted to lose 10 kg, a milestone can be 1 kg,
okay.
One milestone can be 3 kg. So as you go, you tick it so you can show your progress.
Okay.
And then what you want to
achieve. Exactly. So you reward yourself.
Exactly.
How have I been living my life?
So what are the possible obstacles?
Okay.
You are thinking ahead.
So when they come, you're not surprised.
Yes. And how do you intend to overcome those obstacles? So after you go after your goals, it now helps you to break down these goals in 2 months.
Okay.
So you have many people.
Wow.
Then you now have weekly goals.
Oh.
Yeah. Then you
this
have
goals. It is so structured, it's almost regimented.
Yes, so
like
an accountability partner.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yes.
So who and who can use this?
Anybody really.
Okay.
Anyone can use it. Now, I think one thing that I really bent on showing people is that you don't have to be a naturally organized people. Some people are more naturally
organized. Yeah,
I'm not. Some creatives.
What
do you say?
Jaga
and it can be very depressing because you have a lot of ideas that you've never executed. You just pop up, and you even start, you never finish something like that. So I was that kind of person in me, and I had been journaling, I had been planning, and it was helping me. People actually thought I was put together. I knew that I wasn't. That it was. That
yeah, I'm sure you are. For people to think that, it means you are.
That it was my journal and. My
well, okay, so you weren't put together, but there was a hack.
Yes. I remember that I was supposed to do something, and I haven't done it. I mean, I just went to my weekly goals and thank God. Let me clean it. So, and the person would probably think that, oh, this girl, she never. I just have something that helps me. And especially when you're creative, like, you have all these pictures in your head.
It's just all over the place.
Yes, so you need to...
And they're all fighting for space.
You need to put it somewhere to, like, put everything together, organize it, keep priority. Which one can I do now? Which one can I do next month? Which one can I shift to, like, the next year? What is my priority now, and what should I give to it? I mean, I have a place because as a creative, you get so many ideas.
Mm.
So I don't know if it happens to me where you're doing something, and then an idea from
somewhere comes,
and then you leave what you're doing, and you start chasing
it.
Yes, you're Googling it, you're checking on YouTube,
and then before you know, 20 hours is gone. You haven't achieved anything, and then when you're about to sleep, you now remember, oh yeah, this was what woke me up.
Exactly. And then you're not starting like, oh my god, I wasted my day.
Yeah.
Especially if you are the kind of person that you get ideas and you haven't been executing them, you feel like, oh, that's just another one that will just go by.
Yeah.
So there's this place in Canada that has an ideas brain dump.
Okay.
And the role is just so you get distracted. So if you're working on something, I get an idea to try to do that. And continue working the way you're working on. Then maybe later at the end of the day or some other time you are free, can I go back?
Okay. So now this is my question.
Okay.
And it has a little to do with patronage.
Okay.
The world is digital. Creatives will understand the need to do things analog.
Yeah.
Like I'm a writer and I realize that when I type on my laptop, like you said, I get distracted.
Yeah.
Always online.
Mm-hmm.
And these days you can WhatsApp on your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
So the messages are coming from Facebook, from WhatsApp, from Twitter, all over the place. I get distracted.
Yes.
And I understood that, look, you need a book and a pen.
That you do your thing.
That you need to, so you can shut all those other things out and write ideas as they come to you. But others may not understand.
Well,
and we have apps.
Yes, that do these things.
That do these things.
Definitely.
So are you struggling with competition from all of these digital apps?
No, actually. For me, I understand that there's a market for books.
Okay.
And the thing is that writing down really helps you, like, remembering things and clarity. As you said, a lot of apps, as they're using their to-do apps, a lot of apps are...
They are fighting out there.
Yes,
yeah.
So there's something about taking a book and writing down what's in your mind, expressing yourself, having it to carry around, and just look into it and say, this is where I am at, this is where... So from the beginning, I already knew, like, about it.
Okay.
So I had, like, a... Obviously, when you start something, you check online and stuff. And then I checked the woman that's the registration number in 2008. And then she launched when I think the iPhone launched.
Oh.
So people are literally telling me, you're a joker. Like, what are you doing? Like, the world is going digital. But people still love paper.
Definitely.
Yeah. The memory, the having it to carry around, is still where all your dreams are. I think it was something different.
Yeah.
And so the people that love paper are cool. I want to be there for them.
Oh, well, so if you're listening, I mean, it fight for what you believe in.
Yes, really.
Don't be intimidated by
And so funniest thing is that sometimes people will try to show their opinion.
Yeah.
Like, say, why are you writing a book? I have friends like that. I'm like, you know what?
You know what you're
to do on your own. And I don't, So, I think that's it. Like, just do what works for you, basically. Okay. Don't let anybody pressure you into doing things except me.
Okay. So if you're creative and you're listening to us, and there is a fantastic product here for you.
Yes.
And the quality is like, man, it's enticing. I'm hyping you. You make me official hype man after the show. Yeah, so I mean, how has business been? We understand how daunting doing business in this country is. So what are some of those challenges you faced?
I mean, where do I go start? Sometimes it feels like the country is just out to get you.
Yeah, it does.
But we keep pushing and pushing and pushing. So first thing that happened to me that was the challenge was sales.
Okay.
Getting people to buy. Like I said, I had my first Instagram sale.
Yeah.
Like 6 months.
That was so patient of you.
I mean, a few of my classmates bought to encourage me.
Okay.
So not that was, I mean, I was in school, so it was not such a, like a hobby that I'm doing.
Yeah.
So sales was a big issue. Then artisans, like I said, painters, working with artisans that actually understand the quality that you're aiming for and the kind of thing that you're trying to churn out. Then I'll say like fonts. I mean, like we want to expand and the fonts, like I'm just, right now I'm looking for grants.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are giving grants, foreign bodies, federal government.
I can apply for grants. Get me to expand, start up my own press, and things like that.
Okay.
Then another challenge was, helping people see that, okay, this is what we do, this is my job, this is what they really can help for the benefits. I think that's why I really like my plan in the book, because you get to interface with the customers one-on-one and see how the product is actually.
You know, I was initially, part of the questions I was going to ask was, how are you educating people on the benefits of the products you're selling?
Yeah. So I'm all about it on my Instagram, on my Twitter, on my WhatsApp. My family and friends can escape it. I tell everybody around me, and then that plan will be good. So I also like educate people there. The thing about stuff is that when you try something and it works for you, you tell other people.
Yeah, definitely.
So this thing has been helping me. So doing that for their family members.
Wow.
Like, I need this in your life, you need this for your business. I have a planner that's tailored for those kind of big business, so female professionals. So it helps them do things like follow up, sales targets, marketing. Because as a business owner, these are things that sometimes they put into consideration, because you really start usually with the passion,
yeah,
or you just want to do something. But these are things that if you don't have a place, you lose a lot of sales, and you have limited. So I created a planner for female business owners that helps them with that. So we have a reminder of people to follow up. We always have marketing in place for the month. And we have a sales target that you can work to.
Now that you mentioned female business owners, as a female in business, are there challenges you face that you feel, if I was a guy, I wouldn't be going through this?
Yes.
And I remember you just mentioned how you were like Margaret Thatcher to your printers.
Yes, actually. yes. I feel like there were many reasons that I faced it as some probably didn't have. In fact, when I first started, I would go to a printing place and I would be the only girl there.
Wow.
And they're looking at me, and they're not like young guys, they're like old men, they've been printing since. Nobody really goes deep down and gets it to do the dirty thing. You just outsource it to a printer to do everything. And but I did last time with that. I was already in it,
okay,
going to source my own paper, going to source my own things, making sure that I was there. And I was sitting down and they're looking at me like, what would get me? I remember when I said, you're a printer. And I was like, yeah, kind of. I design and I'm like, okay, if you ever feel like the work is too much for you, you can have my card. I feel like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sexist.
And maybe like you're shouting or saying, maybe you're a girl, what's the worst you can do? You have a soft heart, you don't bring police to carry them. Like, I've seen girls that go school and bring boys. But then you drag the paper I can't do that. The worst I can do is just really shout and tell my work and things like that. And give me my deadline and all that. But I think if I was a guy, more respect.
So, you female business owners, what are you doing to fight this sexism?
I think we're showing them that we know our girls can do it and can do it right.
Okay.
And no matter the challenges, we will stay. I mean, that man has given his card maybe one day ago and I didn't call him.
Yeah.
And he has seen me several times during the business. Maybe, I'm sure, a couple of women have seen me cry. I mean, because when the stress, you know how sometimes people make business seem like it's such a...
Follow
your passion and everything just falls into place. No, so but they see that.
I think you business owners just need to start telling
our struggles.
Yes, those coming before you that see nothing falls into place. So.
it's
work, passion, persistence, and a lot of
Yes.
You have to motivate yourself. Nothing else can motivate you.
And you need a good support system.
Yeah, true.
If you don't have any friends, you don't have anybody that you can go to and say something else, and the person says, please don't buy it, then you buy lunch. Don't worry, tomorrow is better. It will be harder.
Yeah.
Because those people are the ones that really make you want it. I can remember my friend, she was calling me during that December, she was calling me every day. She said, I'm going to give up. So things like that, like, business is not easy. And nothing that will help me, I want you to become a worshiper.
Okay.
And you're saying that if you are building for long term, you need to
build
yourself for yes, 20 minutes and get ready, and it's not going to be easy, but in the end, it will pay.
True.
It will definitely
true. Pay. That is a fact.
And keep at it. Keep putting, giving value. Not reducing your value or reducing, just keep at it. You will definitely pay. That's something I believe, and that's something that pushes me.
Okay, so let's talk a bit about you. Yeah, as the cheerleader. We have to adjust our seats now because we are going into more serious territory. What do you study in school?
Oh, computer engineering.
Oh, yeah. Direct that. You study computer engineering. How does it relate to business you do?
Okay, well, I'll say that we gave me an easier approach for digital marketing.
Okay.
So, my business is big, mainly online. So, I have to use Instagram, Twitter, Google, my business, things like that to push my brand. And because I study computer engineering, I'm not someone that says I'm not a techie, because I am a techie.
Okay.
So it was very easy for me to learn new things, push new things. In fact, at some point, I find joining people, and I find like getting jobs at the digital marketer. Yeah, I want to be agency for now. So
okay, I was going to ask since leaving school, I mean, you started even in school. Did you have to look for a job?
Yes. So after school, there was this thing that Lagos State did. It was called Ready Set Work.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I was one of the.
It was with LG.
Yeah, and they had a couple of
sponsors.
Yeah, they have a lot of sponsors actually. It was such an amazing initiative.
Because
I remember being so excited every Saturday we would go and they would train us on entrepreneurship and employability and things like that. We had practice sessions. We met amazing people from different spheres of life and they all volunteered to teach the students that were already scared what the world was going to offer. And so, they did this mock interview for us, and then they made all these corrections. So when the brand suddenly came, I got an internship in digital marketing.
Yes.
So I did that to run for my NYC.
Okay.
Yeah. Then after my NYC, I served in a digital marketing firm. Then that was when I knew that, okay, I can't handle both. I can't handle
work and business.
Yeah, especially in digital marketing, it's very flexible and time consuming.
Yeah.
Because it's digital, so I mean, you can work for like 10, you can work on weekends, and you're not working on Christmas Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your money's here, enter the account here.
Yeah, I was a fast, so yeah. But it was really great experience for me, and I wanted to use that knowledge also. My business,
okay.
Things like that. So it was really important that I realized that I can't really balance, but I thought I could. And I was actually running a business, but it wasn't to the capacity, but like a side thing. So it was taking the growth of business. So I finally left, and I definitely say that I saw an improvement in how I did that.
Okay, so you started 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've grown, you now have a staff, have like 5 official vehicles.
Yeah.
I mean, what are your projections? Where would you like to be?
Yeah.
I'm not going to put a target in the next 5 years. Where would you see,
definitely,
where do you want your business to be?
Definitely, I would press making all sorts of stationery. Like, stationary heaven, that's what I call Georgia, like stationary heaven, having different...
You said it on air, somebody is still your business name. Stationary heaven, you want...
Please, that's what I say. But like, having walking stores,
okay,
everything like that, I think there's a there's a different experience to it. Especially if you're like a stationary lover.
Yeah.
Like, who just go and just read different books and things. I think it's so amazing. So having walking stores all over the country.
Wow. That's awesome. And it's also doable. You look like you do it. So I'm not even bothered about it. So aside this, I mean, this is a book. Don't you like make pens to go with it?
Yes, we have pens that go with them.
Yeah, so what else are you
okay, so we have mugs, we have gift bags, we have boxes, we have we sell color pens, color pencils, sticky notes, highlighters, everything that goes with the journaling.
Peripherals.
Yes. And then recently making teas, like t-shirts that match the journal. So you need to do that kind of
thing. So you can just carry book and shirt to match.
Yes. Like, yes.
You should have like you know, I mean, it's cool, it's awesome. So I mean, with all of this, do you have time for yourself?
Yeah. That's actually a very big question. Yes, I now do.
Oh,
yeah, it took
me. Like cheerleading.
Because I'm jealous, because I decided that it was something that
it's necessary.
I had to be intentional about.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know to I mean, we now have closing and opening time.
Okay.
We have things like that, and something that like I had to make be intentional about it. Very well, actually, to
find myself. Because I mean, look at it. Family. You can't schedule everything and not schedule time out.
Yes. Even in the group, I always think that you must schedule time for rest, you must schedule time for breaks, you must schedule time for family.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want to be is this self-filled person that has nothing. Yeah. You never have time for your parents or your siblings or your kids, things like that. Because in the end, those little things are things that matter.
Okay.
And if you don't take off time for yourself, you burn out.
Definitely.
Yes, and then you want to do all the amazing things.
So, are you married?
Yeah, I'm married.
Relationship?
Yes.
You see how she lit up when I said relationship? You're planning to shoot your shot. Why don't waste your time? Just don't. Yeah. Thank you very much for gracing our students. It was fun. I wish we could do it again. But I believe I can. I'll see you again in the studio, maybe one of these days. Came for something else.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So you're always welcome to Apex Studio. And for our listeners out there, thank you for joining us. We will be uploading this as a podcast in the next couple of hours, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, and it will be available for everybody to listen to once again. Do have a lovely weekend ahead and stay blessed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.